The opinions and ideas of the guests of Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie are not necessarily that of the host or Web Radio Network staff. You're listening to Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie on the Web Radio Network. And now, Sarah and Debbie.
Hi, everybody. This is Debbie.
And good evening, everybody. This is Sarah.
And welcome to Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie. So, Sarah, I think we got something pretty good tonight here.
Oh, I do too. Just like last week's show, it was very interesting, which we're going to continue a part two on it because I think the topic is worthy of a part two. Okay. And who knows? Who knows? Tonight's topic is just the same because it's a vast, what's the word I'm looking for? I just had a brain fart. it's been a long day. It's just a very large subject to cover. How's that?
It is. Well, the subject tonight is mermaids. Everybody loves a mermaid.
Yes.
And sirens. And they're so very similar and so very different.
Yes.
And a lot of people, you know, I know a lot of people have asked me, you know, what is the difference? Because they kind of see them as being one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because when you think of a siren, you think of a mermaid, like, enticing a sailor.
Yeah.
You know, a very enticing kind of a thing. But the interesting thing is that sirens actually didn't start off anything like that.
Hmm.
So let's get into it. Okay, so what we found out is that in the modern times that there's two types of sea-dwelling creatures. There's the mermaids and then there's sirens. But the two are actually very different, both completely different in the mythological species, with one being shy and elusive, the denizen of the sea, and the other one being a terror-flying monster known for devouring unknown humans. And a lot of people don't know this. Sirens eat people.
Really?
Yep. Wow. That's how they keep their Cheerios going. So the mermaid is basically a half of a fish,
yeah,
and half of a human. Okay. So
we figured that one out.
Yeah, we figured that one out. We know that one.
Half and half.
Exactly. And they're sea dwellers, but they keep very much to themselves. They're not exactly, you know, they're curious, but they prefer to stay in their realm where they're the happiest. They don't really like that interaction. The sirens, on the other hand, they are very beautiful women who kind of loiter around rock formations in the sea. And they use their enchanting voice to lure sailors to their deaths.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one is actually, mythologically speaking, really, they come from Europe, which would be the mermaids.
Okay.
Mermaids are actually European. So let's get into their similarities. The similarities are both are depicted to be beautiful one-half human creatures that lived in seas and oceans. They were often thought to be magical, believing that if you were to capture either, will result in the creature granting you a wish for their freedom. In most stories, both are so stunningly beautiful, men find themselves irresistibly drawn and attracted to them by either the beauty, the magic, or both. Beyond that, any of their similarities end. That's it. And it's really very interesting to think of them as being one the same, but we've been kind of trained in that way, the way that it's going on.
Yeah.
Here's what the differences are. The main difference today is that a siren is an evil temptress that lures sailors to their deaths, while mermaids are usually depicted as peaceful, nonviolent creatures that try to live their lives away from human interference. Like we were saying, they really don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
These depictions are based off of the respective mythological sources, although liberties were taken by various artists over their depiction in centuries. That so much that the sirens and the mermaids of mythology to be very different from how we perceive them today. The way that the mermaids first started out is that they were one half fish, one half human creatures. They were present in almost every culture's mythology.
Yeah.
And that's interesting because, again, these places had nothing to do with each other. And this goes back so many centuries that there was really very little communication between the two, but yet they have these creatures in just about every culture. So again, it's very, very interesting.
Now, these two, the mermaids and the sirens, do they coexist with each other, or do they have interaction with each other, or do they stay away from each other?
That's a very good question, actually. And we will learn a little bit later on how the two do coincide together.
Okay. Okay.
It's very interesting to see how that happens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And from Europe to America, from the East to Asia, they are usually depicted as magical creatures that live in the sea within their cultures and their customs. They have very strict guidelines that they live by. They don't really adopt any other. They stay within their realm. And this is what they survive with. This is their thing. They were called many different names, but the modern name mermaid is derived from the old English words mer, M-E-R-E, and maid, which literally means sea maiden.
Yeah.
Mermaids in other cultures have an extremely different version. Korea and Japan, mermaids are called, just like last week, we're probably just going to absolutely slaughter these names.
Right.
And, we're Southern girls. We just can't do this.
Amen to that.
I think it is Jiorin.
Okay.
Okay. Singchi and Ningguo.
Wow. Okay.
I do not do Asian language as well. just doesn't work.
No.
These creatures were mysterious folk that would either trick humans to their deaths or warn people of impending disasters. Germanic folklore had a version of the mermaid called Melusine, a water spirit. Now, this is interesting. She's a water spirit. Also, okay. You can even go into an elemental.
That's what I was just fixing to say. If she's a water spirit, then she must be an elemental.
Exactly.
Yep.
So here we go. See, it's all starting to kind of, they combine together.
Yeah. So teaching about elementals because I'm not one that's been up on elementals. Mm-hmm. I've got all the ghost stuff that you want, but you have been a wealth of information as far as elementals. So you're teaching me.
Yeah, this is definitely goes into that particular realm of elementals.
Wow. It's interesting.
So it's a spirit that lives in streams, ponds, lakes, and rivers.
Okay.
Malu is depicted as one half human and one half serpent. She's not half fish, she's half serpent.
Serpent. Wow. Okay.
And I know this from being from a German background that she is very much depicted as it's like the whole back part of her, instead of having a fish tail, is literally got those spikes on it all the way down to the part of it. Yeah,
Wow.
it's completely different. And there is a mermaid that's also depicted there called the Lorelei.
Now I've
And
heard of the Lorelei.
it's a very well-known story over there, and actually it's pretty fascinating. They actually have, the rock that she is seen on that's depicted. It's really pretty cool.
Now, question. She's half human, half serpent, okay, snake. Now, back in Greek mythology, there was Medusa that was half human, and then the other half was snake low at the lower portion. And then she had the snakes coming out of her head, and she could turn people to stone if they looked upon her.
And it's interesting because as this story goes on, we're going to go into that a little bit
Okay, cool.
with another creature that is actually,
Awesome.
can be involved in this. And there's an actual animal today that is alive that carries the name. So,
Really?
oh yeah.
Awesome. I can't wait. I knew this would be a very interesting topic.
This one is good.
Yes.
The Musilin is actually depicted to be half human and half serpent, and is portrayed as being half human and half fae. So,
Okay.
So
Okay.
she's half fairy, not just human, she's half fairy.
Right. Okay.
The House of Luxembourg, which is a royal family in the Germanic Holy Roman Empire, claims to be the descendants of Musilin. So, I don't really know a whole lot about that. But why not?
Well, we're getting deep. We need to roll up our pants legs and let's wade on out.
That's already up to my knees. We're going up.
Wade on in the water.
So, now that's our mermaid. Okay. Okay. So, now we're going to go into the siren.
Okay.
The siren is depicted in a lot of different ways, but actually, the siren originally was not pretty at all. Not at all. She has dagger-like teeth, blue or green eyes, gill slits on the rib cage that they can breathe either in or out of the water.
Wow.
Don't know about you, but looking at something like that, I don't see a whole lot of beauty in that.
I don't either.
I mean, I've seen bizarre, but that would do it. The Greek mythological siren is an extremely different creature from the mermaid. The sirens were actually winged creatures,
Oh, the
not
sirens had wings.
had wings. They were
Huh.
half human and half bird. They were really not waterfowl at all. At all. They
That
were
blows my mind. So how did they end up in the water?
interesting. This is the way that it all evolves. What they would do is that they were known for luring sailors to their deaths, and they were not sea nymphs or even water deities. The sirens were said to be fathered by the river god Achelous, with the mother being cited as one of the nine muses, probably either Calliope,
Okay.
okay, or Tapishore.
Okay.
Melpomene. Again, I'm not Greek. Or remember that.
We're Southern. Got to remember it, everybody. We're Southern girls.
I'll keep that in mind. I'm trying.
All
Or
right.
Calliope. I'm
Okay.
going to go with Calliope for the simple reason that I
Yeah.
can pronounce her name.
Yeah.
Okay. So, according to the classical Greek poets and traditions, there are around seven named sirens. Okay. Now, I'm going to do us all a favor here. I'm not even going to say these names.
Okay.
I'm not even going to say. I'm just going to say there's seven of them. All right. So these muses were usually depicted as having wings and terrifying talons, which they would carry off unwitting humans. Not only carry them off, they would eat them.
Okay.
They
Here's a
consumed.
here's another interesting idea that popped into my head. If they were winged creatures, if you do remember Greek mythology, remember the harpies? They did the same thing.
Okay, you've just hit something. So let's go back to the sirens. According to Irish folklore, the Glostic sisters were a pair of wandering spirits, or were banshee. Now we're bringing the banshees into this.
Okay.
One was a banshee and one was a siren. Banshees required the youth of mortals to sustain their strength, but the siren was the only one who could provide it. Therefore, the coexistence of the mermaid with the sirens lies into that right there.
Now, the three sisters that you're talking about, going into, Greek mythology and stuff, along with all this other fantastic stuff that we're talking about tonight. Are you talking about the three sisters that in Greek mythology were the Stygian witches? And they had the all-seeing eye. Do you remember? Did you ever
No.
look?
Yeah, no, they were different.
They were
No, this is,
different. Okay.
yeah, these are the Glostic sisters. There was only two of them.
Okay.
And
Okay.
they were wandering spirits, where one was a banshee and one was a siren.
Okay, I got you now. Okay.
Yeah. And mermaids have long hair, sirens have short hair.
Really?
Yep.
I wonder why.
It's just the rule. Exactly.
She don't want to have that long hair and get it all tangled up with what
You
she's got going on.
were trying to climb with hair flying all around you. It's just,
Right, and here we go.
swimming, it just kind of goes behind you. But when it could be a mess. That must be it. It's the only way I can make it out. Oh, Lord. So, beginning with about the 3rd century BC, epic poem Argon Ar Ardonotic Art.
Spit it out, girl. Spit it out.
it last night, Argonautica.
Yeah, Argonauts.
Yeah, was written by Apollonius Rhodius. The sirens were depicted as beautiful maidens that would sit half naked on the sh rocky shores. Tell me a man today that would not stop to look at that. I mean, really.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Go down to the beach. It will become deserted except for one corner of the beach where a naked lady sits. Okay, that's too.
Yep. The men would be gawking. What would us women be doing? We would be calling her a shameless hussy and all this other kind of stuff.
Half of us would, the other half would be heading to get the gun in the car. That's the way that works.
Needs to put
So,
some clothes on.
you tell her to get her clothes on. They would try to lure the sailors to them. through their beautiful singing voices, with the sailors following them, not aware that they were going into shallow, rocky waters. Then again, Homer's depiction of the Odyssey, where the goddess Circe advised Odyssey? I just said it. Odyssey. Odyssey. She told him and his sailors. To plug their ears with beeswax in order to resist the songs of the siren. It was
beeswax.
Odysseus. Why could I not get that before? Anyway, Odysseus would tie himself up. It just popped in my mind. That's what the heck his name is.
Tie himself up. Woohoo!
Not that way now.
50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, that's an altogether different fairy tale.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that one later. But he would tie himself to the
mast.
Mast. Thank you. I lost the word.
You're welcome.
Because, and he told his crew, whatever I say, don't let me go, because I'm going to want to drown myself because of her song, because he wanted to hear the siren song. He wanted to hear it. And so he put beeswax in all the other guys' ears so they couldn't hear it, so they wouldn't go crazy. And he did hear it, and he felt himself going insane. Now, the stories and the legends go that if you listen to the siren song and you survive, the siren dies.
What?
That's
interesting.
Yeah. And everybody that's under her control, who has, quote, survived it, they go under her control. But as soon as she dies, they're all free.
Huh. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, with the mermaids thing is if a sailor catches her, and a siren as well, if they get caught, then they have to declare defeat, and they have to offer you a wish. And if you grant the wish, they can magically give you the wish, and in turn, you give her your freedom, her freedom.
Okay.
Yeah. So... But the interesting thing about this is that a lot of these mythological creatures were actually changed over time by depictions of them in stories and in artwork, be they sculptures, be they paintings, or anything like that. But what happened is that after a while, the sentiment towards the sirens started to lessen. And people, instead of wanting them to be these hideous, horrible creatures that were just killing people wantonly, and it was always men. It was men that they were going up against.
No, women.
Very few. And one of the main things that, you know, people ask is, why was there no women involved? First of all, you've got to go back in time. Very few women ever were brought aboard a ship. It was considered. That's it. Okay. You don't do that. That's bad luck. And so there were not women aboard ships. So this is why that they were enticing men. Also, through literature, it also explains to the fact that the mermaids were. This was their way of rallying up against men because of their tempting spirits. The way that they go after women wantonly and lustfully, and you know, the mermaids were like going to make them pay for their lustful ways and why, because of the way that they, you know, just like went after women like mad dogs. And it was just not a good thing.
So things have not changed that much with men.
That's what I looked at. I got, okay, well, there's a rule that can still apply.
Right.
Some rules just don't change.
Right.
But it's interesting to me that it was started out so very, very hideous about these two creatures. Neither one of them were ever really depicted to be beautiful. And over time, they took on these completely different looks. Mermaids were, in actuality, murderers. Mermaids were not nice. They, the Pirates of the Caribbean movie got it right. That's what they did. And yeah, that is the actual true depiction of what a mermaid was. And she would try to climb up, climb up the side of the boat and tempt them. And as soon as they hit the water, she would drown them.
Wow.
Yeah. And
What would they do with them afterwards after they drown them?
well, the sirens needed human flesh to eat. So some lore go into that when they would kill the men, that the sirens could eat from them.
Okay.
You go. There's your symbiotic relationship between the two.
Yeah, your coexistence between the two. Yeah, okay.
The sirens required human flesh, and then the mermaids could provide that. So they coexisted together in that fashion. It's interesting because when you get into this, I mean, you don't really think it's just like with a lion or a tiger. You look at them and they're little cubs, and you think, oh, they're so cute. They are just adorable. And then you start realizing what they really are.
Yeah.
They're killers. They are. They're killers, natural born killers. It's how they survive. And they might be beautiful, but they are killers. So, and that's basically what started these things about the mermaids and the sirens. Now, what I was getting into also was harpies.
Yes, harpies. I brought that up a few minutes ago.
You did. And harpies are also very similar to a siren. And instead of having a harpy does have a woman's face. It has a woman's head. However, it does not have any other part of a woman except for the head. The entire rest of the body is bird. The head remains human. But the interesting thing about a harpy is that it thinks like a bird. It has a bird's programming. Even though it's got the human head, it has none of the human characteristics behind it. It remains bird-like. And again, they are cannibalistic as well.
Wow.
So, and there are male sirens. They're rare, but they're called tritons, is a male siren.
Tritons, okay.
Tritons. Let's see. The most powerful siren was Nerissa. The most famous siren was Thilexiope. Thilexiope. And the only way to kill a siren is to use a bronze dagger and dip it into the blood of someone that it has infected. The death of a siren releases its victims. And they say the other way to kill a siren really would be the only way other than that. And the best way to kill a siren, it says to burn it. Unless you burn it, it can bring itself back. So now This is interesting as well. Remember when I said that there is an animal that's actually named after one of these creatures to this day?
Yes.
You ever heard of a harpy eagle?
A harpy eagle?
Oh, yeah. They're huge. They are absolutely
Yes,
huge.
yes. I've actually seen one. Yep, yep.
And when you look at the face of a harpy eagle, it has very human characteristics to it. And that's what makes it so fascinating, because it was named after the mythological harpies. And that's where it got its name from, the harpy eagle, because of the way its face is. So it looks like it has the face almost of a human and the complete body of a bird, which would be a harpy.
Those things are huge too. I mean, the one that I saw over at the zoo here locally, that thing easily, its head stood above my waist.
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
Freaking thing was ugly as I don't know what, and it was scary looking and big.
Yes, and they can do just as damage as they are frightening looking. They
I can
are
imagine. I can imagine.
huge wingspan. They
Yeah.
can carry great weight, and they can do some damage. They really can. They're not known for their nice attitudes at all. Harpy eagle is actually a very dangerous, probably one of the most dangerous eagles that's out there. So, but that is where it gets its name from. And it is interesting to see the mermaids being depicted, you know, today as just this beautiful, gentle creature, you know, kind of cruising around in the water, loving everybody.
Wrong answer.
Not really, you know, historically correct there, if you could say that. If you could talk about that.
I'll take Harpy from Hell for 300.
Absolutely.
Double Jeopardy.
I mean, to me, it's very interesting to see how man can take a story and make it so lifelike and then change it just because, well, we don't like it this way, so we're going to change it. We're going to do it this way. There have been many sightings of mermaid type creatures.
Yep.
But the interesting thing to me is even when they've sighted them, they're not pretty. They've really not been pretty. None of their sightings of a real, quote, real mermaid, I have never seen one. I have to tell you, I as beautiful as they claim to be depicted, I've never seen anything like that. But do I think it's folk? Yeah, I do. I think a mermaid is probably folk. That's just me. I think it's a nice story. Well, didn't used to be. But the way they do it now, it seems like a nice story, but yeah, I'm very skeptical on the mermaid thing.
Okay, you don't believe that they exist?
I think anything is possible, but I don't think anybody's really come up with solid core evidence. As far as I know, or as you know, for me, Bigfoot has got some really good solid core evidence.
Oh yeah.
Do I believe? And I've seen one. I have literally looked one right in the face. So for me, it's like, well, obviously, if I've seen it myself, it's there. I've seen it. But a mermaid? No, I haven't. Oh. But being around sea animals that I was for quite a while there, around large sea mammals, the beluga whale can really look like a person, the way it swims sometimes. It really can. You got the pressure of the water coming in on the animal during certain times, and there's a lot of blubber on them. And when the when they can swim, and when the pressure is you know, the animal is in this water, then the deeper that they go or the faster they swim, whatever, it does put pressure on their skin.
Yeah.
And certain times when you look at them, it does look like a pair of legs coming down, just the way that they're structure is. But it is very similar. The bone structure of a beluga can be very similar as far as basic structure to a person. It's got this little weight, you know.
Okay. Well, my brain, I'm listening to you, but my brain is moving 1,000 miles a minute. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did some research a little bit today on YouTube while I was in the doctor's office waiting with mom to see the doctor. And there are a lot of mermaid sighting videos on YouTube. Now, whether they be faked or, you know, messed with, or the cinematography. Cinematography these days is fantastic. You know, you can do all kinds of things with videos and whatnot, movies. But I did see a few that really kind of made me think, you know. And then also attached to that, and I went over to it, there's been babies that have been born, and they've been born with what they call the mermaid syndrome. Is
you know,
where.
I've heard about that.
Okay, you have heard of that?
Yes.
Okay, where their little legs from the hips down are fused together. Even the feet are fused together, and it looks just like a mermaid. That's why they call it a mermaid syndrome.
Yes.
So my brain, you know the way my brain thinks. If things like that today are happening and children, babies are being born with the mermaid syndrome, and there's all kinds of myths and legends and stuff like that out there about the mermaids and the sirens, that kind of tends to make me want to believe that, just like Bigfoot, but without the sightings, I guess, you know, I don't know if men on boats have actually seen these things, or some people on land have actually seen what they call the mermaid. But, you know, if aliens exist, Bigfoot exists, all the other creatures that we have talked about already and are going to talk about in the future, if all of that exists, then why not mermaids?
I agree with you. I completely agree. I have the philosophy of anything is possible.
Yes, it is. Yep.
A lot of things are not probable. This might be one of them for me. Only because anatomically, to look at a mermaid, she would not be an animal that the way that it's depicted would be suitable for sea life. I mean, that is just not, you know, the way that they're depicted.
Yeah. Yeah.
The skin is not protected at all for the cold. I mean, the way that their skin is, the way that they're, you know, it's just, there's no way that a person with this kind of skin could survive in water.
Yeah.
You couldn't.
Well, you do know that the first mermaid, so-called mermaid, was found by our, let me rephrase that, wasn't found, but it was created by someone in Barnum and Bailey Circus. Mr.
Yes.
Barnum got a hold of it, and he had that in his sideshow for many, many years. And I think the thing still exists today, but modern science and everything that it is today, they have depicted that it was part fish, and then the upper part was part monkey. So somebody had taken those two separate animals and fused them together up somehow.
Right.
And that was one of Barnum's very well sought to look, go and look at, pay, you know, 50 cents or a quarter or whatever it was back then, and go in and see the real live mermaid. So, you know, it's like the Bigfoot thing. These guys here not too long ago, a few years back, they swore up and down that they caught Bigfoot, okay, and they had him in the freezer. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, and then whenever, you know, the news got there and the hoopla started and everything, they proved out that it was a fake. It was a dummy that they had, you know, made up to look like Bigfoot and put it in the freezer, okay? I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. I want to believe in the mermaids because I believe, like you do, that anything is possible. And God, in His infinite wisdom, He could create anything He wanted. You know, anything that He wanted, He was that powerful, and the world was His creation. All of everything, us, plant life, animal life, everything was created by Him. And I'm kind of like that with the aliens too, I'd like to think that in this wide galaxy of ours, that we're not the only creatures that are living on a planet. I like to
Right.
think that there's more to the galaxy and other planets than what, we're being told. I do know
Oh.
that Area
Yeah.
51, has been a long controversy, and I believe that things were hidden from us. That's another subject I'd like for us to touch on one night, but I want to say I want to believe that mermaids can possibly.
I think it would be really wonderful if, I mean, if there could be something like that, but I just can't wrap my head around it. I just can't. And also into the research where you see that man themselves has molded and guided the adaptation of different forms from what they back then, and they just changed it at will, and it became this over here. And it's just such an obvious thing that this is just a mythological creature, and man can change it and bend it because it's just a figment of their imagination anyway. And Christopher Columbus coming over here going, "Oh, I've seen a mermaid." No, he saw a manatee, and it just. It's just not fathomable for me. It's much as I would like it to be, and I really would, because I think they're ultra cool. But I don't see it. I don't see
Well, that's what makes the world such a good place, because each one of us has different beliefs. And
Absolutely.
that's kind of like what makes the world go round,
And what's interesting with you and I is that we can see things on two different sides of the coin. Yet you
I
and I
like that.
talk. I do too. Me too. Because there have been times that after talking to you, I've walked away going, she can be right. Yeah,
I've done the same with you too, I think
Oh,
that's what makes us work, because we're like the yin and the yang of each other.
it's true. It
Like
is.
last week in the show with Marie Laveau, I had the good side of her, and you had the dark side of her, and I was like, holy crap, why did I miss that? I missed all that because I've been thinking about it all week. I missed that because I think that I wasn't supposed to see all that. I was supposed to see the good side, and you dove straight off into the dark side, which is usually me.
Yeah.
It flip-flopped on us last week, so I thought that was pretty cool.
I
And so,
look on your face was like, what? I feel like I just told you there really is not a Santa Claus.
almost. Well, it's the old cliche of good and evil. There's good and evil in everything and everybody, and you choose the path that you walk, and sometimes you stray from the good path and you go into the dark side. And I myself have done that, and it's pretty
Absolutely.
it's fearful,
Yep.
it's very eye-opening, and man, you can dive off deep if you're
Yeah.
not too careful, so yeah. But I'm gonna hang on to the belief that the possibility, with God and His infinite wisdom, that mermaids could possibly exist, even though mankind has never seen one with its eyes.
Yeah. They're pretty cool. I gotta tell you, they're.
And I used to collect, I love the beach. I was a Pensacola girl, born and raised Pensacola, Florida, y'all. If you've never been to Pensacola, Florida, you got to come and visit and go to the beaches. The beaches are Oh my God, they're just we've got this beautiful sugar white sand, and the waters, man, they change colors as you get further out. You got the further out, that's the deep blue, and then you come in and you've got the emerald green, and then you come in from that and it changes again, and then from there to the shore, it's like this beautiful golden amber color sometimes, you know, not a dark amber, but a light amber, and then it reaches the shore to the beaches to that sugar white sand. It's just gorgeous, you know. And
Really is.
yeah, I've been a beach girl all my life, and I've seen some pretty strange things come out of the ocean, out of the water. My
Oh, yeah.
grandmother, this is a funny thing, I'll tell you this. Listeners might like to hear this. I was fishing with my grandmother, my grandparents one time. This was before I got married, and I was in my teens, and I was standing by my grandmother. And I'm telling you guys, if you could have met my grandmother and my grandfather, Big Mama and Big Daddy, there was not a fish in the water that they could not catch. I have seen that woman when she was alive fish with hot dogs, fish with macaroni and cheese. When we would run out of bait, one time the woman even fished with toilet paper. I am not joking. Toilet paper. Okay. She wet that stuff and molded it to the hook and dropped it over, and I'd be damned if she didn't catch fish. Okay. But here's what I was gonna tell you. That's so funny. I was standing by her one day, and Big Mama, her thing was drop your line over, let it go all the way to the bottom and touch, and then reel up three times. And I'd be dang if every time it worked like a charm, she'd come up with a fish every single time. Well, we were standing there talking while she was holding her fishing pole, and something jerked on the pole, jerked pretty hard too. She goes, she said, "I think I got something." I said, "I think you do too." You know? And she started reeling it in, and it would come up a little bit, and then it would stop. I mean, cold dead. And I mean, this thing had a hold on her line and stuff, and I had to help her try to get it in, and I gave it back to her so she could reel it in after we fought it together and got it to come up above the water so she could get it on the pier. Guess what it was?
What?
It was a octopus,
Oh, no.
but the octopus must have grabbed onto it on his way up when my grandmother and I were wrestling it, and he had a coffee cup in one of his tentacles. I said, "Oh my God, Big Mama, look." I said, "The octopus has come up to drink some coffee with you." And she started fussing. She said, "Cotton picking old octopus done got my bait, and I'm gonna have to find something else." Now she just went to fussing, and she got him off of her hook and everything, and then she lammed him back over into the water. It could have busted the octopus's head wide open. She threw him over there so hard, and then she threw his coffee cup overboard. She said, "Take your coffee cup with you and don't come back." Oh my God. I know. My grandmother was a mess. You would have enjoyed meeting her because she always had something going. And Big Daddy was the same way. There was not a fish out in the ocean that neither one of them could not catch. It was so cool growing up over on Pensacola Beach at Fort Pickens on the old pier before they, you know, the hurricanes and stuff washed it away. The old pilings are still there, but the wood part is gone, and they've built a new bridge, which I hate. I've been over there a couple of times, and it's too small. But yeah, I've seen all kinds of creatures come out of that ocean. My granddaddy taught me how to throw a cast net to catch bait for them when they needed bait. So I was throwing a cast net one day trying to catch some bait for them. And in the net, whenever I pulled it back up, there was a big clump of seaweed that come up in the net. And I said, "Oh God, I hate touching that stuff, you know." So whenever I got the net over onto the pier, and I clunked the, you know, drug the net up and let it release the seaweed and stuff, and I saw the weirdest thing that I've ever seen in all my life. It was the color of seaweed. It looked like a cross between a frog and a really ugly dog. I'm not joking. And this thing had legs, and it started walking out of the seaweed towards me. And girl, I dropped that net and I went running. I didn't know what that thing was. And everybody on the pier that came to look at it, they didn't know what it was either. And that's the only one time that I've ever seen something like that. But it had
Wow.
camouflaged itself in the seaweed. Weirdest thing I've ever seen. Ugly, ugly, ugly fish. But it had feet in the front, and it had two little legs in the back where the tail's at. Now explain that to me, girl. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And it is the honest to God's truth. If I had to die right here, right now, if I was telling a lie, it is the honest to God's truth. And back then we didn't have cell phones or anything where we could snap a picture of it, you know. But
Right.
yeah, if something like that can come out of the ocean and look at the anglerfish with his little tentacle and his little light where he can, you know, make the fish think that it's bait and stuff so he can eat them. If there's things like that out there's more things that we have not even seen or documented in any kind of book that deals with the ocean and its creatures. Why not mermaids?
It's true.
Why not, you know?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, every good story has to have a start.
Yep.
And you sit around and you wonder how on earth did that begin?
Right. Right.
So,
And I do because my mind works that way.
yeah.
You know me pretty good. In my mind, I step out of the box a lot. I get in trouble for it sometimes, but I step
And you
out of
get
that
me
box. And
in trouble sometimes too.
yeah. I don't know. It's fun to break the monotony and of your everyday life and all the problems that you have, and just stop and think about different things like that, because it keeps your mind, to me, it keeps my mind fresh, keeps my mind moving in, forward instead of moving backwards, you know. Is that understandable? Does that make
Absolutely.
sense to you? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know I'm a weird cookie, but take a bite. You might like it.
Don't think you're weird at all, but of course, I'm weird too, so that's why we get along so well.
That's why we get along so good. That's why we're sisters.
Oh, my word. There's a lot of really odd things that are out there, and
Yes.
It's just enough to pique the interest of those that are curious. And and that's where all these things come from. Many, 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 many things do come from.
Yeah.
It's just like when we were talking, I forget what episode that it was, but we were talking about spiritual activity, paranormal, and they have done many studies on it, and they have basically shown that many people that are involved in the paranormal had some kind of a childhood trauma because they said that believing in the paranormal and experiencing it, that this high percentage of people that do have all had childhood trauma.
Yeah, I believe that because I know that I have.
And I as well.
Yeah.
I have had that as well. And I don't know. It's really, why is it that some people in a family have these experiences and other people in the family don't? That's because, the one person that does had something traumatic happen to them, whether they saw something or experienced something. had a car accident, almost drowned, something.
Yeah.
And they had a paranormal experience. And as a result of that, their curiosity led them to explore it more in depth.
Yeah.
And, but just like you and I were both talking, both of us have experienced that.
Yeah. I
And,
was, when I was young, I had a bad car accident with my mother and my grandmother. It was just the three of us. And back then, you know, of course, you didn't buckle your children in because, you know, God forbid that, you know, you get into a wreck. It just wasn't going to happen. But certainly on that day, I was standing between my grandmother and my mother in the front seat. And this guy missed the stop sign. And as my grandmother was driving, she went through because she had the right of way to go. And this guy didn't stop. And he hit my mother. He T-boned us through the car up into the house gate of this house on the very corner of the street where we were at. And I went through the windshield and ended up against the gate. Thank God it didn't hurt me that, you know, too bad. I had a lot of cuts and bruises and stuff, but it almost sliced my mother's, I forget which ear, but it almost sliced one of her ears off. You know, we had some casualties, but it wasn't anything that was fatal, thank God. So that was the traumatic thing. I was 5 years old at that time.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah. Yeah. Pretty traumatic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, it is very interesting to me the way that the body and the mind not only can work in conjunction with each other, but work against each other as well.
Right.
It is fascinating to me. It just absolutely fascinates me.
Well, it's been a proven fact that we only use 10% of our brain.
Yeah, it's a real low percent.
What could happen if we could, you know, harness that other 90%? You know, you've heard of some people that had telekinesis and people that can, what is it, self-combust. You know, they have so much energy going on in their body till they just can, you know, light up in flames for some reason, you know. God forbid, save their soul, you know, before something like that happens to people. But that has happened, you know, that's documented truth.
Well, you know, I did a little bit of research on that. And as we all know, the body can contain highly flammable gases. Methane being up there. We all know that by some idiot who tried to keep their butt on fire and caught their butt on fire at the same time.
Yeah, it's
not a good plan. And we all know that idiot that's done that.
Yes, yes.
And
we will not name any names, but
I pass that. And
or we're right in the middle of an investigation, and then all of a sudden, I go, what is that? And we're on live, you know, and I turned to look at the investigator beside me. I said, is that you? Did you do that? You know?
I'll just never forget that one time we were sitting around the table and all of a sudden you just looked up and you looked right at me and said, did you do that? I lost it. And it wasn't to me. I want to make this really clear. It wasn't to me.
I know. And what was so funny about that, we had an EVP session going on, and I think I still got it on the DVR. Yeah. And the ghost even said, you smell.
I remember that. We all died.
Everybody that was watching us on live that night, they were dying laughing. They were typing in, you know, LMAO or whatever it is, and LOL and all this other kind of crazy stuff. But that was a night to remember right there.
That was for the record books right
and,
there.
I made that person get up and move. if you remember.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Yes, it was. Didn't smell funny. Didn't
No.
smell good at all, but it was funny. But getting back to it, yes, the body can hold a lot of really weird stuff, gases and juices, I should say, for lack of a better word. Gotta.
One of the main things that the body has is, especially with heavier people, built up fat reserves. And I'm literally sitting here with the
We
situation
are
myself.
not fat. We are not FAT. We are PHAT. That's pretty hot and tempting.
You run with it.
I run with it every chance I get, baby.
Where you lead, I will follow.
Who's gonna keep these men warm at night? A little skinny girl ain't got no meat on her bones, and she's shivering to death, needing a Big Mac or something like that, or somebody that's chunky monkey like us, you know. And we got the meat that can keep you warm at night.
Hard time keeping myself warm. You're on your own.
Right. I keep my body pillow warm at night now. So.
I sleep with a hot pad in my bed.
You hot girl, you hot.
Hot, let me tell you. Between my heating pad and my hormonal changes, I'm a hot Hey.
God, I wake up in the middle of the night with I'm covered in sweat, and I'm waking up going, "Hell, what did I miss? Did I miss
I know.
something good?" Say, "Oh no, it's just the night sweats. It's menopause."
Oh my
Oh
goodness.
God, but get back to the gases that the body holds. We can
Oh
run with this all
yeah.
night. Well, you know, I've got a brother-in-law that used to work at a funeral home, and he has been, you know, like an assistant to the mortician and stuff like that. And he's embalmed some bodies, and he's told me some pretty gruesome stuff. Yeah, the body can do all kinds of things. He said that actually, families are not supposed to know this, but they do. When they have a loved one and they put them in the casket and stuff, they do tie them down because the muscles will still react, and they will poot on you. That excess gas will go, you know, and it'll scare
Sure.
you half to death. They will exhale. That's why that they, I don't want to get too morbid here, but hey, everybody says that we're not spooky enough, so let's get spooky. They will sew their mouth shut to keep them from exhaling. Yeah, all kinds of crazy things that they do to you when you die. And yeah, I never even in my lifetime, I never would have fathomed, you know, that the mortician and the ones that get you prepared for your funeral do that kind of stuff, you
Yeah.
know? One time I know I had this person telling me that one time in a funeral, the corpse scared the hell out of everybody at the funeral, but the corpse actually sat up. It just
Oh.
it popped up. So I'm
Bad
like,
timing.
yeah, bad, bad timing. Yeah,
Bad.
that funeral home cleared out real quick.
Go.
Yeah, so. Gosh, I tell you, the world is a mysterious, amazing place. Our bodies are amazing and a curious thing because as you age, your body, you can feel and you see the changes as we age. And you know, it just goes to show and to prove to everybody that there is a higher power. And he had this great master plan that we are all being part of on this journey of life. It's when you stop and think about the big picture and get out of that little picture, the little picture being your work, your home, your family, your problems that you have as a living a daily life and trying to succeed. If you get out of that little picture and get into that bigger picture, that bigger box, and start looking at stuff, the world is an amazing place. It is holds a lot of mystery, holds a lot of things that we may never know about, we may never see, we may never even hear about, you know. But, you know, the Bible does say that one day we shall know it all. God will, once we get to heaven, he will, you know, let us know the grand master plan of everything. We won't know everything that God knows because of his infinite wisdom and stuff, but the little things like, okay, God, you know, I want to ask God, God, is it really a Bigfoot? You know, and then I want to see one come walking up, you know, because I'm the type of person, I believe that the Bible, you know, the Bible does say, let me go back and quote, you know, as best as I can, because my brain, you know, it misfires sometimes, but everything that breathes has a soul. I actually do believe that. I believe that our pets, our loved one, furry baby loved ones that we bring into our lives and our families, when they pass away, I believe that they have a soul, and that their soul goes straight back to where it come from, just like our soul will go back to where it come from. That's just me. You don't have to agree with me, and like the advertisement says, that it's not necessarily the thoughts of the crew that produces us, or it may not even be the thoughts of our listeners. Each of us have our own thoughts, and we welcome new thoughts. If you've got other thoughts about what I'm saying, and please, you know, send us a message on our Facebook pages, or send it through the chat here via Spooky Things, and let us hear from you. Let us hear your points of view, because I'm open, and I know you're open too, Debbie. We're open to different opinions and different ways that other people view things, because that just helps to give us further knowledge, you know, in the things that we're trying to accomplish here.
Absolutely. You know, knowledge is never a bad thing.
Knowledge is power, you know. Knowledge is power.
And yeah, I definitely would like to hear, you know, opposing views. You give me something a little bit more than I don't believe that. You know, give me something, you know, anyway. Yeah. Give me something concrete. Give me something I can take and I can work it, and I can make some sense out of it.
Yeah. Well, it's just like with the paranormal stuff. A lot of people in our walk of life, as we are paranormal investigators and all the other things that we are, empaths and clairvoyants and stuff, we meet a lot of people through that walk that don't believe, you know. Right. And do you know how I get around that and how I hit them straight between the eyeballs? You know, I'll look at them and say, once they tell me, I don't believe in ghosts, I don't believe, you know, in spirits, blah, blah, blah. And my answer to them, I look them square in the eye and say, come with us on an investigation. See for yourself. Then after you've been with us and you have seen what we have seen, then look at me again and tell me you don't believe.
Yeah, we've seen some stuff.
Oh, my God, yes. We have seen some stuff that it still blows my mind to think of all the stuff that we have been blessed. And I do say blessed because the normal person can't see some of the things that we've seen, you know, because they just don't have that vision, and they have not chosen to open their third eye, so to speak. Right. That's where all the as I call it, the chatter comes from the other world to me, is through the core, through the center of the third eye. But yeah, we're here to prove you, baby. If you think that the spirit world and other things don't exist, come with us. But sit down, shut up, buckle up, and hold on, because you'll see some things that will have you sometimes in tears and wondering, what in the world did I just see? What
Yeah.
in the world did I just experience? Because it is an amazing hobby. I can't say well, it is a job, but we don't get paid for it, because everything that we do for research and also to help the people that are
Exactly.
in trouble, with the spirits and stuff. We I mean, it's an amazing, all I gotta say, it's an amazing world. Amazing as far as our reality of everyday life. It is amazing spiritually, as we encounter ghosts and spirits and stuff in houses and restaurants and businesses across the world, hospitals. Oh my Jesus. I couldn't wait to get out of the hospital that I was just in. I was in there for 2 weeks at a time, one week, and the second time another week. And I couldn't wait to get out of that place, because ghosts were bothering me the entire time that I was there.
Yeah.
And it was so bad when the nurses found out that I was a paranormal investigator. These nurses at night would sneak into my room. Sarah, are you awake? Well, I am now. Come on in. And they would stand there and talk to me about experiences that they were having at the hospital with a ghost.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know what I thought about it. And I said, well, yeah, I believe it. I don't think you're crazy. And I think that you are actually seeing what you're seeing, and you're having a paranormal encounter. I said, the best thing for you to do, if you don't want to have anything to do with it, tell them to leave you alone and walk away. But if they keep coming to you, then ask them what you can do to help them. So it's yeah. My brain's working too fast now. I need to shut
Well, that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
but it's like you said, somebody else has something to contribute. We would love to hear it.
Yes, definitely.
Bring us something that we can, we can hold on to, that we can actually, look at and try to decipher, and something that's, it's more on a realistic end. Don't, we get the other stuff more than what we need. We don't need any more of that, but if anybody has anything they would like to contribute to our story, even for tonight, please let us know. We're very much, if you know something that can enhance what we've already said and add to it, hey, sounds good.
And I would encourage everybody to go on YouTube and type in mermaid sightings and pull it up and start looking at the multitude of videos that people have supposedly captured mermaid sightings. It's very interesting, very, very interesting. And decide for yourself. Don't let us sway you, because our visions are our visions, and our thoughts are our own, and we want you to decide for yourself. We're just here to help open the door for you. So stick your foot on in and open that door and jump in if you want to. And if you don't want to, that's okay too.
Our
We're
job
here.
is the open door. That's what our job is. Our job is to open the door. Our job is to invite you to it and to give you a taste of it and let you run with it.
Amen.
And
But be careful what you wish for.
boy, we've talked that too many times.
Right. Be careful what you wish for. Make sure that it's something that you want to pursue and
Yeah.
want to have an interest in, because once you open that door, you put your foot in that door and you walk through that doorway, it's Katie bar the door.
Yep, that's the truth.
Sure is.
Don't
Well, we
open the door, walk through.
want to say congratulations to you for the new grandbaby.
Oh my God, let me tell you, she has my heart
She's
between
adorable.
me. they can just do no wrong. They just walk on air around me. They really do.
I can't wait to see her.
Oh, she is so sweet. 6 pounds, 3 ounces. She's like a little football. She's a football.
6 pounds, 3 ounces of nothing but pure sugar.
Oh, precious. Well, I'll tell you. And her name is Reenie.
Reenie Jean.
Reenie Jean.
Yeah.
And she has each and every one of us in here just completely at her beck and call.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm telling you, I don't think she's really laid in her own bed for very long. Somebody's always holding her, which we will probably be regretting, but I don't care.
Yeah, you will regret it when she gets older because she'll be a lap baby and she'll want to be held all the time.
Oh, that's okay. She fits right here. She fits
right.
So, thank you very much. She's we're all so very excited about her.
Yes.
And she really, you know, we've had a lot of dark things that have happened and that we're dealing with. And I tell you, when that little one came, you know, into our lives, the sun's just started to shine again a little bit, you know.
So, God's perfect little gift.
I would say so. So,
well,
and you know,
before,
Devin has always wanted that little girl.
Oh, yeah, I know he has.
Now you just had to convince Kitty of it.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty good convincing.
It worked.
Whatever he did, it worked.
He's now got that perfect little boy and a perfect little girl.
And so cute, so pretty too.
And you want to know something really amazing?
Yeah.
You know, Uncle Sean came over and had to hold his new little niece.
Yeah.
It didn't take more than 5 minutes. He looked up at his wife, Mia, and he goes, "What do you think?" And she's like, "What do you mean, what do I think?"
Right.
But you know what? They're actually talking about it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh. They're talking
about it.
Wow.
The closed door for sure, but man, once you hold that little body in your arms and you just feel that love just radiate from that tiny little person, God, how could you not want that in your life?
That's called baby fever.
It is baby fever.
Baby fever. Lord, Emerson.
I'm just glad that I can share theirs and don't have to do it myself anymore. I'll just share theirs.
Ooh, I tell you. Well, before we close tonight, we got to do our advertising. Don't forget, in August 19th and 20th in Ozark, Alabama, come out and be with that entire weekend, all of us, all the crazy crew that's going to be there and all the great people behind the scenes and stuff at the Deep South Paracommie Con in Ozark, Alabama. I've been saying it every show, and I'm telling you again, and you'll hear it from now until that weekend. You don't want to miss this, guys. You do not. So if there's any way possible that you can break away for one weekend from wherever you live and are at, and have the time to spare, come on down to Ozark, Alabama. The Deep South Paracommie Con is going to be happening. It is hot, and it is going to be amazing with all of the things that are going to be there for you to do and experience. And also the people, there will be paranormal teams such as me and Debbie. There will be Litriana Terry Brown, who is now on Hulu. She is an amazing person. She's got her show called Repossessed, which is amazing. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It is awesome. Mr. Jeremy Leonard will be there, and he has been on Haunted 28 Days, which was phenomenal, and The Ghosts of Morgan City, which I watched all the time, and he will be there too. The Foxes will be there. The Ghostbuster guys will be there. There's going to be a car show. There will be classes and things that will be taught by certain people who can give you some insight on possibly maybe what their life is like doing the things that they do. We are hoping. Now, I'm going to put this out there. I don't know if Miss Teresa has had time to look. I've been trying to help her look for some cosplay groups that could possibly come out and walk around in costume and make things a lot more interesting and more fun for all of us that will be there. So if you are a cosplayer and you are in a group, please contact either Stan Fikes on his Facebook page or myself or Debbie, Sarah White and Debbie Hawk Hutchison Crib. Reach out to us and let us know that you could be there or your group could be there because we could sure use the help. But I'm telling you guys, food, amazing food's going to be there. Vendors of all sorts. So bring your checkbook or your credit or debit card. Because believe me, you're going to need it because there's going to be some amazing things there. So you're not going to want to miss this. Debbie and I will be there. Come by our booth definitely when you find us and say hi. Tell us some of your experiences and stuff. We would love to hear that. And
Yeah.
if you want to know anything about our experiences, we will have some stuff there at the table that will show you some of the amazing captures that we have of paranormal activity that we have experienced down through our years of being a paranormal investigator. So come on out, mark it down, August 19th and 20th. Don't miss it, guys, okay?
I am so excited about this.
Oh, girl, the closer it gets, I am so tickled. I can't wait.
I
Cannot
know.
wait. It's going to be a
Almost.
Yeah, it's almost time. And I do want to say this too before we close. We appreciate Web Radio and the staff, which is Stan and his wife, Teresa, for doing what they do. They are seldom praised for everything that they do. They are doing the radio shows with everybody. Then they are doing and planning the Paracomic Con, all while they are having some family issues, family health concerns. So please keep them in your prayers. God knows what's going on. I'm not at liberty to say, but all you have to do is just whisper, God, bless Stan and Teresa and their family. That's all you have to do. And Debbie and I are going through some things too. And we would appreciate it very much if you would whisper our names and our family in prayer before you ever go to sleep at night, because we definitely need that too. So thank you guys for listening to us. We appreciate you wherever you are, all around the world, the United States, internationally, wherever you are listening to our voices. You do not know how much we appreciate you. We love you from the bottoms of our heart. We are true 100%. When we come on this show and we try to give you the truth, the facts as we research them and look them up, and hopefully we make your night a little bit brighter, or
Well
maybe
said.
a little bit more scarier. Oh!
Oh.
Do you want to give them a little bit of the good news?
Is it progressing?
Yes, it's the thing that's progressing.
Yes. We've had some people say, "Well, your show's not that spooky." Yeah. No, I think we're going to change your mind on that a little bit. Let's say that we got something that been
Don't give it
working.
away. Yeah, don't
No.
give it away. Yeah, just give
No.
them enough.
We've been working on something. Well, our producer's been working on it
Yeah.
since week, I think it's been, or even
Since
before
last
that,
week.
last week. So you guys might want to stand by and keep in touch with the show, because I think we might have something that might change your mind.
Yes. And to those of you that said we're not spooky enough, get in, sit down, shut up, buckle up, and hold on. Because I'm telling you, this is going to, if it happens, It will shake you to the core.
And
I'm telling you.
the absolutely amazing thing about this is that it's completely real. It
Legitimate. Yes. It is
is.
completely real and completely legitimate.
So you're just going to have to wait and see. But
Yep. So hold on, boys and girls. Pull your knickers up because it's going to get deep.
it's a coming.
It's a coming, baby. You wanted it. We got
We're
together with our producer and we have given birth to something that is going to be phenomenal if we are able to pull it off, okay?
yeah, it gives me the willies.
Yes, me too.
Gives me the willies.
Yeah.
So y'all stand by,
Yeah.
then, because it's
Yep.
coming.
Things are gonna get spookier, my babies. So hold
Stay.
on.
Well, Sarah, another fabulous night, and I will
Yes.
be speaking to you real soon here,
Okay,
and
sounds good.
waiting for you to come over and see your little niece here.
Yes, ma'am. As soon as I can break away, I'm right dead middle in upheaving my house to be able to move my mother in with me. And hopefully, good Lord willing, she will be in the house with me by the weekend, by Sunday for sure.
That's
So,
great. That's
y'all
great.
pray for me because I have just about killed myself getting rid of stuff and fixing up the Florida room for my mother. And y'all just remember to keep me in your prayers, please. I need it big time.
Most absolutely. Well, sweet people, this will be it for the night. And remember, next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, join us again for Spooky Things with Debbie and Sarah. And
Yep.
this is Dave saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you then.
And this is Sarah saying, have a blessed night, a blessed week, a great weekend, and we will see you or talk to you again next Tuesday night. God bless. We love you and thank you for your support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.